This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We, as it is, you know, we like to do the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And today, Keita is in, she's in Las Vegas. What does that look like in Las Vegas
it's
right now?
It's beautiful here.
Well, I mean, is it deserted? Are they open? What are they doing? Huh?
Oh, in that way. They're opening back up. You have to wear a mask in the casinos, but you can go out to the casinos. They're open. The bars and everything are open for the most part. There, a couple of the little ones are still closed.
How do people, you know, the thing about the casinos is there's a lot of people that like to sit there and smoke and drink. How do you do that and gamble with a mask on?
You take it off.
Oh,
so as soon as you sit down at your table, you can take the mask off. Because the virus doesn't reach that level of altitude.
I guess that's as good a reason as any of them. I'm
so if
surprised.
You're drinking, smoking, or eating, you don't have to wear a mask.
I'm surprised. I've been seeing all the modeling you've been doing lately, and I'm surprised that I haven't seen you modeling some of the masks. Because there should be some tactical masks out there that you'd be interested in.
I do not support wearing masks.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not ill. If you are ill, or if you're going through chemo, or you're compromised, then it makes sense to wear a mask. But it does not make sense for me to wear a mask because I'm not ill.
And you used to be a nurse, didn't you? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm an RN.
So, what are you doing in Vegas?
So, when I landed, I had 3 photo shoots, one for the Hold Your Own clothing line by Evelina Marino. She's Alpha Lena on Instagram. So she made this clothing line by shooters for shooters. So that's one of the photo shoots I did. And if you want to get any of her stuff, it's holdyourown.store, and you can enter Keita for a discount code. So I did that one. I did one for the Ipsic store with their DED custom jersey with the Shadow 2. And then I did one for Run and Gun apparel.
I saw pictures from the Run and Gun one.
Yeah, so I was carrying a revolver that day. So that's just what I happened to be wearing. So just threw on the shirt and did a photo shoot.
That's sacrilege, by the way. Don't ever carry a revolver.
Yeah, it was a Smith & Wesson 442
sacrilege.
38 special.
Sacrilege.
I could hide it with a miniskirt.
Well, I bet you could hide your SIG 365, too.
I probably could, but I didn't bring it with me on the plane.
Ah, okay. Borrowed guns was happening that day, huh?
Yes.
Gotcha.
It was a borrowed gun.
I gotcha.
What I could get. And I don't mind a revolver.
I understand. For me, since the only time I see stuff like this is when you pop up with it. I don't pay that much attention to it. How big of an industry is women and guns becoming?
It's growing. Especially right now, a lot more women are buying guns for the first time. And men are, too. A lot of people who have never owned guns are starting to buy guns for the first time. And I think the percentage is pretty large for women because there were so few before.
That makes sense. That makes sense. How much are the manufacturers, how much attention are they paying to this, phenomenon? Are they, and now you carry full-sized weapons. I have shaken your hand. You do not have a hand like a catcher's mitt. You have a female hand, the average size, I would imagine, for a woman your size, your stature. And yet you carry a full-size gun. The Tanfolio was a gigantic weapon. And the Shadow 2 is not that much smaller. And, I mean, when I'm talking about you carry it, you actually compete with those, and you're running around shooting for score. Does the gun industry think that women's guns, there has to be a separate category for women's guns?
There is a lot of misconception there. So a lot of the industry people think that women need a smaller gun, and that's not true at all. In fact, with my new CZ Shadow 2 Orange, I removed the grips that it comes with, which are actually very nice, but I replaced them with the Emantec brass grips to add more weight to the gun, and they're the extra large size, so it adds more mass and gives you more surface area to hang onto and helps you control the gun better, and it aids you in being more accurate.
When you say the orange, does that mean it came with the orange grips? I've seen pictures of those.
The orange is from CZ Customs. So that's Angus Hobdell. He does the CZ Orange. He does the custom work on it. So that just means all the custom work is already done.
Well,
you don't
good.
Have to do anything to it for competition. It's competition ready.
Yes, that sounds like a very nice pistol.
What kind of
holster do you stick that in? Because I had one for a brief time. And, that was sort of an odd-shaped beast.
I used the Ghost Kydex holster.
Now, and I don't want to get it, I don't want to start with this now, but you also made mention, and I guess we'll talk about this in the next segment, and we're probably going to come back to the women and guns thing, just simply because I can easily see the women and guns segment of sales overtaking the regular gun sales. I can easily see that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, the problem is they're misinformed, and they're going to go take that gun shooting, and they're not going to like it, and they're not going to want to shoot.
When you say they're going to take that gun shooting, which gun are you talking about? Like, for example, and I'll give you an example. I was a RSO at a concealed carry class where a bunch of women had the Smith & Wesson 642. You okay over there?
Me?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff happening.
The wind was blowing.
Gotcha. And one woman that she was firing the 642 for her qualification, we had to duct tape her hand back closed when that gun busted her hand up. And I don't know if it was because I wasn't watching her close enough to see if it was because of her grip.
Well, for example, a lot of women will go to the gun shop with their husbands, and their husbands say, oh, we're going to get you a snubby. And then they try and shoot it, and it just is not an easy gun to shoot for a lot of women. And they just don't realize it's easier to shoot a larger gun than a smaller gun.
We're coming up on the first break. Where's your website at?
It is 180firearmstraining.com. And my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport, is available on Amazon. If you would like a personalized copy or if you would like to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Currently in Las Vegas watching the people gamble while wearing a mask. What a sad consideration that is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Gunster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
control and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussi, and she is in Las Vegas. You said something about you were doing something with AKs?
Yes. Actually, at 4 o'clock today, I'm going to shoot an AK match.
Who's doing the AK match? Is it, what do they call themselves, the FIME group, or what is that?
I'm not sure who hosts it. It's going to be held at Pro Gun in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But it's a totally different community of people than the competitive shooters. The rules are different. There were actually two guys dry firing on the same stage with their guns out, and they'd be pointing them at each other, and the RO says, "It's okay, I cleared them both." Just totally different than competitive shooting.
I see. That's totally different than most shooting, I think. Just not competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be going at 4 o'clock today shooting the Dissident Arms Comp 9 Elite 9mm, unless I decide to go with the 5.56. I'm not sure yet. So the 5.56 is the Arsenal SLR 100. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
New experience. Get outside my comfort zone a little bit.
Well, the AK, I think you're going to find that the AK is a little bit heavier, but it also has that big piston system. And will you be firing
it? I love the noise they make. It's so satisfying.
Banop, banop, banop.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to be firing it full automatic?
I really don't know because I've never shot one of these before. I've just heard stories.
Is it going to be 7.62 by 39?
No.
5.45?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I guess I don't know. I'm borrowing.
I gotcha. Well, I think what you're going to find is that the AK-47, if you do fire it fully automatic, you're going to find that the AK is better at fully automatic than the AR is, which would then make it the M4. And that's because of the way it's built. And that's because of the way the internals are built and that big, long piston that's in it. And it does make a much more satisfying sound, doesn't it?
It does. I love the sound. It's the best part.
Now, is this just going to be a go down and shoot the guns just for the sake of shooting them? Or is there a point to this? Is this a demonstration of a new type of weapon? Or
it's a competition. It's an AK competition. So there are two stages, and then you basically just hang out with a bunch of like-minded people.
And that's at the Pro Gun Club. Is that the one out in Boulder City?
Yeah, it's out that way. It's not. Boulder City is a...
Is it where we had the party with Nighthawk and Agency Arms and all that?
Pro Gun. Was that at Pro Gun?
I think so, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. Because I filmed you there.
Yeah, it was, because that's where I bought you your...
That's right.
Scotch.
That's right. Keita was buying me shots.
That was Pro Gun.
Came right there and said, "Well, I'm going to buy you a shot there, Bill."
Mm-hmm.
And we drank responsibly.
Yes, we did, actually.
Yes, we did.
After we were done shooting.
That's right. I did continue to shoot video. But that's not frowned upon. That is not frowned upon. Yeah, the Pro Gun, most of the time whenever I've seen that range, it's always been at night. So it seems like it'd be a very good range to go to. I've never been to Media Day at SHOT Show before. Have you?
I went to the LE Day, or I think it was called LE Day, where it was the SWAT and police officers and veterans, military. That's the one I went to. I didn't go to the actual Media Day.
Right. And was that Pro Gun?
No, that was, actually, I don't remember what range that was at.
Vegas has a lot of ranges. I mean, they've got ranges. They've got like Machine Guns Vegas in downtown Las Vegas, don't they?
Right. At range 702. if you're ever in Vegas, definitely stop by Range 702. They're awesome, awesome people too. And they have this VIP lounge where you can go in and they have a fridge full of like Monsters and Red Bulls and whatever you want to drink, and you just take what you want. They have leather couches. Like, they have a really awesome VIP lounge. And usually when I go, I'm with my friend Jamie Villamore. I sent you a link to her Instagram.
Yes, you did.
So she has VIP status there. So when we go there, they actually shut down the VIP lounge so that we can run and gun inside the bay rather than just having a lane to shoot.
Right. I have not seen her shoot yet. I have seen her Instagram. I haven't looked at it enough to see if she's got video of her shooting. I've looked at Black Axe 9. I've looked at her shooting a lot. She's good. Mm-hmm. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's up and coming.
That's impressive. Sure. Yeah, impressive. Of course, no one is as good as Bussy.
When I landed here, I actually drove to California first, like right after the day after my photo shoots. I drove to California to Norco Running Gun Club and shot a match with her there. And that's where I forgot to put the nylon screws in my magazine pouches and had a yard sale with my magazines and had to reload from the ground chasing my tail. You may or may not have seen that video.
I have not seen that video. Is that on your Instagram?
It is.
I will go look for that.
It's pretty funny.
I will go and look for that. I have not checked that out yet, so I'll go take a look at that one. But
Not one of my most stellar moments. Now, I still ended up third place in production, so
right.
I don't know how that happened, but it did.
Well, you're good. You're just good. That's just all there is to it. And I'm going to make an observation. We're coming up on the next break.
Even after all that.
Yeah. When we get back, I want to make a wry observation. I want to see what you think of this, simply because I look at it as a good sign.
Okay.
I look at it as a good sign. Now, I haven't heard you mention Marco. Ikeeta introduced me to this kid named Marco, who's supposedly one of the fastest shooters she's ever seen. And I know he's in Vegas. And is Marco shooting? Are you going shooting with Marco any?
Yeah, we're both on Team Supervel.
Okay.
Supervel Ammunition. So we shoot together a lot, actually.
Very good. Coming up on the next break, 180firearmstraining.com. That's Keita's website. What's your email address if they want to train with you?
180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans have changed their Thanksgiving plans in accordance with the CDC's recent warning to stay home. Health officials are urging Americans to celebrate with those in their immediate households to prevent additional spread of COVID-19. Many people are still traveling, though. The TSA already reporting more than 4 million travelers have already passed through their checkpoints nationwide. TSA Administrator David Petrosky telling CBS News they're doing what they can to keep everyone safe.
I think passengers need to make a judgment. My job in TSA and my officer's job is to make sure that if you do choose to travel, we provide you as safe and as secure an experience as we possibly can.
President Trump is telling his allies he plans to pardon his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. You're listening to USA Radio News. Law enforcement with a big announcement regarding a major drug bust.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting three Mexican nationals tied to cross-border trucking companies were charged in San Diego federal court Tuesday following the discovery of a massive cache of drugs, cash, and ammunition stockpiled at the Otay Mesa truck yard. The seizure totaled $3.5 million in cash, 685 kilograms of cocaine, 24 kilograms of fentanyl, and about 20,000 rounds of 50-caliber ammunition, along with hundreds of body armor vests. Authorities say it belonged to the Sinaloa cartel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Pennsylvania court has ordered the state to halt work certifying elections until Friday, when it will hold a hearing on a lawsuit trying to have all mail-in votes disqualified. With 99% of the vote counted, Biden leads President Trump by more than 80,000 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Keita Bussey. This is the weaponized woman, and she is indeed weaponized in Las Vegas right now. But let me ask you a question. Black Axe 9, which I forget, I don't remember her real name. Alexis. And Jamie, right?
Yeah.
I have no familiarity with them, but I'm beginning to see the ascent in shooting of the female true athlete coming to the forefront. This is not somebody necessarily that's out there doing all the political stuff and everything, but actually getting out there and doing the eye-opening thing of shooting.
Yeah.
Which is one of those things, which, you know, watching somebody get up there and give a speech versus watching somebody run through a course of fire, which one is somebody going to want to emulate? Let me think. So what kind of response do you guys see when you're out there and you're training? Because, I mean, it's quite obvious this is not something that that women can't do. And I mean, the female athlete is quite the adept shooter. What kind of feedback do you guys get from all of this? Plus, apparently there's a whole group coming along that I'm just not even aware of, huh?
Well, Usually female shooters do get more attention. So, well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Right.
But we can use that to, you know, create awareness on our social media platforms. So that's what we're all trying to do by posting that and showing other women, hey, you can do this too. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, now, I want to make a differentiation here. There are female shooting athletes and there are gun bunnies.
Yes.
Now, typically the gun bunnies, from what I see of them, whenever I see them handling a gun, they couldn't run a course of fire if you offered them $1 million.
No.
They couldn't
do
it.
I've made it. Okay, so a lot of women in the shooting sports, and even men too, get very angry when they see a gun bunny who is, you know, a good-looking girl holding a gun just for pictures. She doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't know anything about gun safety. And they get pushed away because they get made fun of so badly. So I've made it my purpose in life to embrace the gun bunnies and teach them and take them shooting.
Sure.
So obviously they've shown an interest in firearms, even if it's just posing, you know, posing for a picture with a firearm. They have some sort of interest in a firearm. So I reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to go shooting and learn how to use that?
That gun you were posing with, you want to pull the trigger on that sucker?
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's what you're doing. I could see where that would work. I find it encouraging simply because up to this point, as far as I could tell, the female involvement in the gun industry and the gun culture has been largely political. And
yeah.
now not only that, but it's becoming competitive. And at the same time, with some of the stuff that you teach, apparently tactical as well, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of a lot of women get angry when they see a beautiful woman on the range holding a gun and maybe they're not very good. But, you know, we really need to help each other out and embrace one another and encourage one another. There aren't very many of us. Rather than saying, you know, what are you wearing? Put some clothes on. You know, don't judge them for their choices. Just make sure they're safe and they can shoot the gun.
Right. Right. Well, I mean,
I'm not going to go out there in a belly shirt and hot pants, but if they want to do that, I'm not going to judge you for it. I mean, you do you.
I'll tell you this. Most of the actual athletes that I see that do that, though, they look like athletes versus
right.
models. You know,
not skinny little
no.
models.
These are people. These are people that I would think twice before I would. I mean, hey, you want to fight, lady? No, how you doing? I got to go over here now. That would be my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be getting out there saying you want to go. So. Because they're athletes. They actually are quite the everything they do and everything they train to do is all based upon off of the thing. And I know what you're talking about. I've never been a big... I had a company come to me one time. They wanted to advertise with me, and they sent me a picture of what they were advertising, which was holsters. And the copy was a holster with a gun bunny. And, you know... holding the gun in the various ways a gun bunny will hold a gun. And I was like, why are you guys coming to me? Why are you coming to me? I mean, there's something to be said about that because I'm of a demographic and people that listen to me are of a demographic. But at the same time, I don't know what they were trying to, what the message was they were trying to push out there.
What they're trying to accomplish.
And that's always my question about that. Why are we mixing
right.
that imagery?
Because sex sells.
Okay, I guess that's probably as good an answer as any of them out there. I just, you know,
but
I get
you know,
it with the... Yes?
At the same time, this is America, and we get to have our own religious beliefs and our own values, and even though I don't choose that for myself, if somebody else does, you know, I don't feel like it's right to say anything about that, but... I'd be concerned about is the shooting aspect and wanting to get them out there, make sure they're safe, make sure they have a good experience, and get them to come back.
Right. Well, that part of it.
Scare all the women away.
Yeah, that part of it. There's a big difference when you walk through SHOT Show. The big tell is the women that are the athletes are walking out there, and they're not walking around showing much of nothing, but you can look at them and just see, watch the stride. And, I mean, there's something about an athlete that you can tell in the stride and the posture.
Yeah.
I mean, Corinne Mosier and Keita sat together beside each other facing me, and somebody took a picture of the back of their back, and it looked like they both were sharing with the same spine. It was quite the lesson of posture, if you will.
It was the radio show with the best posture ever.
The best posture ever.
Of ever.
So we're coming up on the next break now. How much more time have you got in Vegas?
I fly out to Texas on Friday.
All right, where are you going to Texas?
To
the ranch? What? Well, you can tell me about that in the next segment. I want to hear. You went racing in Vegas?
What was that?
Did you go racing in Vegas?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know they had that. So anyway, before we go, what is the website?
Website is 180firearmstraining.com. My book, Economy of Motion, or Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. If you'd like to set up a class or get a personalized copy, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Indeed. And maybe, you know, sometimes some of the stuff that you're advertising and everything, let's talk about that in the next segment, because you're not advertising stuff because it looks good on you. You're advertising it because it looks good and it's functional. Let's talk about the function.
Right.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Through the night, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, who is in Las Vegas and has been doing various photo shoots while she's out west. Let's talk about the stuff that you model simply because it's not important about how it looks. It's the function, because the stuff that you model is all based upon hiding a gun somewhere, somehow, right?
Yes. Yes. So everything I've posted lately, it's very easy to conceal, but you can still look cute while you do it.
Right. So I noticed that there is a brand of, what's the name? Run and Gun? Is that the brand of shirts that?
Yes.
They look like they're form-fitted.
Yeah, they appear that way, but they're a little looser around, you know, the area where you would appendix carry. So it kind of hides it. And they use colors that don't print.
As far as the shirt's concerned.
Right.
Now, and that's more important than most people might understand, I think, sometimes, because everybody says, well, if you're going to conceal under your shirt, try to get a pattern or something like that. But, I mean, nobody makes shirts specifically for concealment that I know of for guys. But here we have Run and Gun that looks like it conceals pretty good.
It does, yeah. And they do have shirts for men as well. They actually have some really cool stuff.
Now, what about, what else do you model that is designed for women that conceals guns?
The Bells and Shells, Run and Gun apparel, and Hold Your Own.
Now, gotta ask this question. Simply because, you know, this is gonna come up. Now, you are you are athletic, you are built like an athlete. What about ladies that are not? Do they make clothing?
Well,
do people?
They just have to order their size.
So, like, run and gun has sizes?
Yeah, they have various sizes.
Yes. I think that's important to ask that. Because it definitely doesn't happen in guys, let me tell you. Everything they make for guys is made for some 27-year-old with a 52-inch chest and a 34-inch waist, and it's athletic cut, and it's not made with anybody but that built in mind. I've been trying to talk to people about doing a collaboration on that just because I'd like to find some place to get me some stuff that I would like.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, just got to find the right person. Although, one giveaway with Keita is it doesn't matter what Keita is wearing. Keita could be wearing a evening gown, and she will be wearing Loa boots.
That is true. I like my Loa boots.
Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. They seem to wear well. I just can't find the pair that I want.
Okay. Well, they have shoes. They have the trail shoes and they have the boots.
Well, I haven't looked enough into that to figure all that out. But here's the other thing. I saw a picture of you on there with both your new shadow and a carbine. Are you getting in the three gun?
No, it's a division in USPSA. So I was actually shooting two divisions in the same match. The first match I shot at Norco Running Gun. So I would shoot my pistol, and then I would switch belts and shoot the rifle on every stage. New Frontier Armory custom built that rifle for me. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's the rifle that shoots 9mm ammo, the PCC, pistol caliber carbine.
So if I were to go now, and I've always been wanting to ask that, what is going to be the difference between a tactically set up AR? And let's just presume they're both in 5.56. A tactically set up AR and a competitively set up AR.
Well, I actually don't shoot a regular AR in competition.
Yeah.
But for competition, you do have to have an optic. You know, you have the main optic, and then you have one off at an angle for hard leans and awkward shooting positions. And you might even have three different optics on the same gun for shooting from different angles.
Now, one other thing I'm dying to ask you, just because one of my biggest issues is time management. So, you're out there, you're teaching movement classes, which are, you know, sort of one of a kind. I don't see anybody else doing that. You're teaching movement classes, you're going out there and competing, you're modeling your full-time mom, you know, right? You single mom.
I will have been in 7 different states within 7 days by the end of this trip.
And on top of that, you still work out.
Yes.
This is where I need to.
I actually just got back from the gym.
I need to learn my. I got to get my time management on that one, but I got to figure out what it is I'm going to do as far as my workout. What I was doing wasn't working, so I'm moving on. I don't want to get bigger. My joints can't take it anymore. I don't want to get bigger. So
the gym here was so huge I got lost in the bathroom trying to find toilets.
Well, you can take the girl out of the small town, but you can't take small town out of the girl there. I don't know what to tell you about that.
There has to be some in here somewhere.
Yeah.
I eventually found them. It took me like 10 minutes wandering around.
Could you yell your name and it would echo for like 2 or 3 minutes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Huge locker room.
And where are you? So you're going to Texas, and you're going to do what in Texas?
Teaching classes.
Okay.
So when I landed, I drove to California, shot a match with the PCC and the pistol at Norco Running Gun. Then the next day, and I got third place in that match with having a yard sale with my mags, which was my own fault.
Yeah.
Then the next day, drove to Arizona and shot a match in Mesquite where I won production and came in 10th overall. It was an optics match, and I was shooting iron sights.
Well,
then Friday, I go to Texas, and I fly in and out of Minneapolis and live in Wisconsin, and I'll have a layover in Georgia, which adds up to 7 states in a week.
Wow. And on top of it all, you were still in the top 5 in the United States, right?
Yes.
So, that's a lot. That's a lot of activities, Keita. My hat is off to you. I could never keep up with that. Never could keep up with that at all. Give my regards to Marco, because I haven't seen him since January. And
I can't sit still.
I understand. That's perfectly okay. I understand it. You're still young. Trust me. It's coming. It's coming, Keita. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. I swear to God. Anyway, before we run out of time, Keita is, her website is 180firearmstraining.com. She is a movement coach with a background in, physical rehabilitation, I think it is. And when she's teaching you movement, this is coming from the idea of someone that has dealt with people that have more trouble moving than anybody else. So she.
People with injuries.
Yeah. So she can find a way for you to excel in her movement. And she does do sort of a one-on-one. She puts each person out there and lets them go and watches them and goes down the course of fire with them, then breaks it down and gives them another little block of instruction and takes them out. It's not one big block of instruction. Now let's all go out and do it. So 180firearmstraining.com. Thank you very much for joining me today. I will talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Mine as well. Hour number 2 is inbound. And we'll go ahead and we'll thrash a few topics here and there as we go along. And, of course, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.